Hello, this is Anna Laura Brown with the Healthy Happy Autoimmune Podcast, where we help you be healthy and happy no matter where you are on your autoimmune journey. Discover solutions for both physical and emotional wellness. Visit healthyhappyautoimmune.com for show notes and resources, and let's get started with today's episode. Hello, ladies. I hope that you all are feeling well in your journey to achieve a life that is healthy and happy despite any kind of autoimmune condition that you may be struggling with. This is Anna Laura Brown of AnnaLauraBrown.com and HealthyHappyAutoimmune.com. And today I would like to talk with you about a topic that I feel like is related to both your physical wellness as well as your emotional well-being. And that is the topic of infrared saunas and why you definitely should consider using an infrared sauna. Now, you may have heard of an infrared sauna before, you may have even tried an infrared sauna, and you may have also potentially even tried a sauna that wasn't necessarily an infrared. So today I'd like to talk with you about a couple different things. So one thing I'd like to talk to you about is the difference between just a regular sauna and an infrared sauna. Then the other thing I'd also like to talk to you is about the potential benefits of using an infrared sauna, and then last but not least, also share with you my story and how I feel like using an infrared sauna pretty much about once a week since January of 2020. So I am talking to you right now in November 2020, so it's going on almost a year now that I've been using an infrared sauna. I find that this is also a topic a lot of people are interested in. I wrote a blog post about how to benefit from using an infrared sauna, and this was back after I'd only been using it for about 4 months, and it actually has quickly risen to being the number one blog post on my blog. So if you want more written details, I will link below the blog post where I talk about my personal experience with an infrared sauna. But, you know, a lot of the information is obviously going to be the same. So let's get started. First off, like I mentioned, talking about the differences between an infrared sauna and just a regular sauna. So a regular sauna is going to offer on as far as a lot of the therapeutic benefits with heat and that kind of thing is going to be really similar to an infrared sauna. The biggest differences are that a regular sauna usually won't have as many settings when it comes to determining how high a degrees you experience the heat, and it also doesn't have the infrared lights. So an infrared sauna, in addition to providing the therapy from exposing yourself to really high heat at, for a period of usually between about 30 minutes to 1 hour, is that there's also what are considered infrared lights inside the sauna. And those infrared lights serve a variety of different purposes. Typically, in most infrared saunas, especially the higher quality ones, and this is the particular kind that I have been using, is that the lights will turn different colors. So, for example, you'll have a purple one, a blue one, a green one, a yellow one, a red one, an orange one. Those are just some of the colors. And the different colors are affiliated with different therapeutic benefit. So for example, one of the colors is really good for sleep. One of the colors may be really good for helping with more toxins, for weight loss, different things like that. And I actually don't have memorized personally what all of the different colors and things are for. There's basically at the infrared sauna location where I go, and at the end of this video, I'll actually give you a little more information about how to be able to find an infrared sauna, since, you know, for most of us, that's not likely something you have sitting around in your house. It's posted on the wall there, and I don't have memorized what all the different colors are for. But the gist of it is that an infrared sauna has the color light therapy in addition to the heat. And what you do is, like I said, you go in and you sit in that sauna. Usually you're going to be naked, typically. That's how I do it. That's usually how most people do it. If that makes you really uncomfortable, you could put on like a swimsuit or something, but you know, you definitely don't want to do it with all your clothes on, because what happens is they turn on a high heat. Typically, I do it between 130 and 140 degrees. Some people like to do it up to more like 160 degrees. And so your body is going to get very, very hot, and you're going to sweat for, you know, that time frame. Typically, I start sweating after about 10 minutes, and I typically go for around 35 to 40 minutes. Sometimes I can make it up to 45, but I find that by the time I'm at about the 40-minute mark, I usually start to feel a little bit too sweaty or a little bit headachy even, because what happens is you're sweating and all the toxins and things are coming out of your skin, and it also helps to reduce inflammation in your body as well. So if you have any kind of an autoimmune condition, which I'm assuming that if you are watching this or listening to this, that you do, because that's, you know, the purpose of the target audience of people that I'm talking to. And so it can help over time reduce inflammation in your body and can just be really, really good for you. It also can produce weight loss in some people. Personally, I haven't noticed a significant weight loss, but that can happen in some people. And so, yeah, so personally, yeah, some of the benefits that I have noticed from using an infrared sauna is, well, for one thing, I've had the healthiest year I've had all year in 2020. I have actually not even been sick at all, not with even as much as a single cold. I have had allergies that have been kind of out of whack, but that's pretty normal for me, especially with my autoimmune condition, and I have, with my thyroid, I also have a track record of having a lot of allergies, so, you know, that's not surprising, but I haven't had any actual colds or sore throats or flus or viruses or anything like that at all. And of course, I've also been home a lot more because of, you know, the whole COVID pandemic that we're experiencing right now. So, you know, that may have contributed as well. But anyhow, I just feel like I've been a lot healthier. Also, I feel like I have more energy. I feel like I have less pain, less discomfort throughout my body. So there's definitely a lot of good features. And I find that if I do go more than, you know, about a week to 10 days without using the infrared sauna, then I definitely notice a difference in how I feel. So, you know, I definitely can say that it's definitely been having an impact on me. So last but not least, let's talk a little bit about how you can find an infrared sauna and benefit from one. So you can buy an infrared sauna, but you're looking at a couple $1,000s for a really high quality one. And personally, I wouldn't buy a cheap one that a lot of the reviews, if you look at them, they claim that there's fire hazards and all kinds of issues. So if you're going to buy one, you're going to want to invest a couple $1,000s in a really high quality one. And I haven't done that yet. At some point, maybe I will, but I haven't so far. And so what I do is I actually go to a place that's called Restore. And their main website is restore.com. They have different locations all over the United States. And you can look up a location. You can get a membership, which is the least expensive method. And that's what I did. And they actually do take HSA and flexible spending accounts. So if you have that money available to you, you can use it to pay for it. And then I just book a session about once a week and go there and do it there on site. They're probably, you know, if you don't have a Restore near you or you want a different option, you can probably find one. There are some other gyms, some yoga studios, especially like hot yoga studios, some massage therapy places or spas, things like that, sometimes have the infrared sauna. So it's just a matter of looking up and finding a location in your area that's convenient for you that has one, and a place that you know that you're going to be able to go to on a regular basis to benefit from one. So anyhow, that is just the perks that I've experienced with the infrared sauna. I hope you found this helpful. If you have any more questions about infrared sauna, or, you know, want to talk about it a little bit more, feel free to reach out to me and let me know. And otherwise, take care, and here's to your best life with helping you to live healthy, happy, and autoimmune. Take care, and I will talk to you next time.